thanks.
May I please get a number 2, just plain cheese, meat, and bun?
Okay.
Do I want a shake? Are you gonna get a shake? Sorry.
I honestly might get a meal.
Are you gonna get a shake? Can I get a chocolate shake instead of the soda?
Okay.
And then that's my order, and then can you do them on 2 separate? Sorry.
First one, $7.76. What's the second order?
For the second one, can I get a number 2 meal? No tomato, no onion, and a pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade?
Yeah.
Okay, second one's going to be $6.90 first window.
Great, thanks.
She was
that
rude.
The bitchiest person I've ever met?
What the fuck?
She was rude. Yeah, she was so rude. She didn't even, like, look at us. Okay, hi, this is Emily.
Hi, this is Emma, and we're at In-N-Out.
We're in the In-N-Out drive-thru.
That lady was not nice.
Yeah, that lady was so mean.
Sorry, I don't know what I want yet.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, and you were asking if we could do 2 separate orders, like, she was like, yeah.
She was, like, staring at me. I'm like, you know how to do that.
Yeah,
they did
I'm
it
just
last
asking.
Week when I was here.
When we were here together.
When we were here last week.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but anyways,
here we are.
Here we are at In-N-Out. This week, we're going to be talking about, I guess we could talk about our favorite restaurants and, like, what we like to eat and how, like, our diet and stuff. Or did we already talk about that?
No, I don't think we talked about our favorite restaurants.
Okay.
I think, like, favorite unhealthy restaurants is, like, definitely In-N-Out, like, for fast food.
I love Chick-fil-A.
I love In-N-Out. What do you get at Chick-fil-A?
I just get a sandwich and just, like, literally the meat in the bun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my favorite. And then I dip it in Chick-fil-A sauce. Their best is their sweet tea.
No, the best is the diet lemonade.
What?
You never had their diet lemonade?
What? No.
Where's Chick-fil-A?
Wait.
Seriously? It's so
good. Is it Diet Coke and lemonade?
What? It's diet lemonade. It's
what?
Like lemonade, but diet. And it's so good. It's made with Splenda.
Really? I've never had that
you
before.
You have to try it.
Okay, I'll try it next time. I really love their sweet tea, so.
I don't really like sweet tea.
Oh, but you're such, well,
I lived in Texas, and I didn't
like
it.
You're a Southern girl.
I am.
What was one restaurant in Texas that you liked that we don't have here? Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Yes.
Pronounced Whataburger.
Yeah, how do you say it? Whataburger?
It's Whataburger.
Okay.
That's, like, what the spelling is, but when you're a Texan, you pronounce it like water. Whataburger.
Got it.
And the best thing in the whole entire world.
Is a cinnamon roll?
Is the honey butter chicken biscuit.
Yum. That
and
sounds so good.
I swear to God, if I was on death row, I'd be like, bring me 5.
That's your last meal.
That's my last meal.
That's a good.
Hands down. Honey butter chicken biscuit. So when I was traveling, I got stuck in Texas, which was so nice. I stayed the night in TCU.
Oh.
And
recently when you went?
Yeah, when I was gone for Easter.
Oh, okay.
I stayed at TCU. I stayed with my friend. At 11 p.m., I am in the drive-thru, because they start serving breakfast again at Whataburger at 11 p.m.
Really?
I'm in the drive-thru waiting for the honey butter chicken biscuit, and it's a long drive-thru. We finally get up to the lady, and we go, you want honey butter chicken biscuit? Do you have them? Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, like, you're going to have to wait, like, a half an hour, because everyone in front of you just ordered all of them. And I was like,
oh,
screw that. Like, so then we go to another Whataburger down the street, and they had them. And
good.
We both got 2, and it was the height of luxury. I swear to God. I was so happy.
So what's, like, what makes them so good?
Which, it's like a biscuit.
Okay.
With a chicken nugget on it.
Okay.
And it has, like, honey butter sauce.
Yeah.
And it's just
that, I mean,
so
just
delicious.
Sounds
and, like,
really good.
They don't have that here, you know? Like,
no, they don't have Southern food here.
Like, why doesn't Popeyes, what's that other?
KFC.
Canes? No, Raising Cane's.
Oh, Cane's, yeah.
They should have something like that. And maybe they do, but I've never been there.
Okay, honestly, like, I would not recommend Cane's. Like, it's fine, like,
it
if you're drunk,
yeah.
But it's so soggy. Literally.
Literally every person who's ever eaten Cane's have gotten diarrhea after eating it.
Yeah. You know what I get diarrhea after? Chipotle.
I don't eat Chipotle.
You're smart. Honestly, I can only have it when I crave it.
I really like, I have gotten a quesadilla at Chipotle.
Their quesadillas are
They have
are
really
good.
Big tortillas, and I
no,
like
No, their
that.
Quesadillas actually are really good.
Yeah, the white cheese.
Yeah, they don't have bad food. It's just like...
You probably got the... What's it called?
Fucking E. coli.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You definitely did. Did you sue?
I probably should have, because then
sue
I would
in
pay
court,
for my...
Chipotle.
Yeah, my college education. Oh my god, speaking of court, this is so random, but have you watched the Ted Bundy documentary on Netflix yet?
No, because the guy across my street, like, it's really creepy and, like, is obsessed with serial killers, so I don't really want to read into it yet.
Wait, what?
Oh my god, I didn't tell you this?
No.
We'll talk about this on my next podcast. I don't know if I'm legally allowed to talk about it, but anyway, there was a kid who lived across the street from us and who was bullying, like, people via Instagram, and, like, the FBI showed up, like, in our neighborhood at, like, 4 a.m. and, like, arrested him.
Oh, okay. So, serial killer stuff would kill
and,
me.
Like, his dad was telling my mom one time, like, my mom was walking her dog, and he was telling, like, my mom, like, yeah, he's obsessed with, like, Ted Bundy and serial killers.
Oh, ew.
And so now we're, like, we shut our gate every
okay,
night.
Okay, wait, yeah.
So, I don't really watch those shows, but...
Got it.
If I didn't have a psychotic neighbor, I probably would.
You would consider.
Would. Okay, we're gonna pay now.
Yeah, okay, we're paying. Sorry.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
First one's a cheeseburger, fries, and chocolate chip to go.
I have gum for us after.
Thank you, I need it. My lips are all chapped.
Mine are disgusting. Sorry, I always have so much cash.
No, that's good.
Because I'm a waitress.
Why do you have cash?
Because I'm a waitress.
I know.
But, and a stripper.
You're gonna get a dime back.
Oh, yay. He can have it as his tip.
No, I don't think they're allowed to do that.
Do they even have tips at In-N-Out? I swear, I've never seen tips at In-N-Out.
Tip someone at In-N-Out.
10 cents for your change for that one.
Thank you.
How are you doing? Thank you.
Now we're gonna go pick up the food.
Yeah, we're getting some delicious burgers. Thank you so much. Oh, you can have it for your for picking me up.
Good, how are you?
Good, any ketchup today?
Yes, please.
Just for you, sis. I hate ketchup.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I hate ketchup. I think it's so gross.
I'm gonna dip my fries in my shake. Thank you. Oh, we have two. We have two orders in our one.
Sorry about that.
Wow, Emma.
You guys had a chocolate shake and a Dr. Pepper, right?
Pink lemonade, please.
Pink lemonade, and then she had a,
I had a number two meal, pink lemonade.
Where'd your receipt
No go? Onion.
This is her order. We're in the same car.
Oh, yeah, that's not mine. My order.
That's not yours?
This is mine. Wait, this isn't yours? Yes, this is yours.
Oh, yeah, but it's just pink lemonade instead of Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why.
What?
Well, because I thought it said add tomato, but then... No, thank you.
Oh, hot.
Thank you. Wow, they almost forgot my order and gave me a Dr. Pepper, which is disgusting.
In-N-Out has never messed up. Today, they have two strikes.
Yeah, seriously.
Rude
bitch lady and dumb lady.
Okay.
But that's okay. It's not going to ruin our day.
Well, that was our In-N-Out trip.
But yeah,
we're now going to try to eat our fries in the car.
Yep, we're on our way to class. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So,
we'll see you in class.
Yep, we'll see you in class. Have a great day, you guys. Bye.